I know we talked a bit about squid last week, but the season closure's coming up October, a few weeks away.
It's not far away. So if you want to get yourself a feed of squid, and it's pretty easy to do at the minute now that the river flows are right down. I was talking to a mate about the river flows, and he was talking about going for a trout fish yesterday afternoon, and he asked me about the river flows. I said, well, look, I'm not an expert on river flows, but there's a really cool site. So we got on there and had a look. Now, here a week and a half ago, it was, let me get this right, 3,400 megalitres a day coming down the Leven, and yesterday there was only 200. So that's a pretty good indication that the flows are right back to what they, you know, from what they were when we had a few decent rains. So that's going to help squid fishing. So anyone that wants to get out there and get a few before the closure, because it's a long time, a full month. So get out there and have a go.
Yeah, all right. So river flow down by, well, a third pretty much. So you explain how that is good for squid fishing.
Well, what happens is when those river flows are up, the river flows are up because of one thing, and that's the rain is entering those river systems high up in the mountains, and with that, and as not just the mountains, but also in the low-lying areas, and that brings a lot of dirt and topsoil and just general discoloration into the water, and also the fresh. The squid do not like the fresh water that sits around the front of the coast when those tides are coming out, and it's not just the tides, it's just the flow of the water coming out to sea. And so they don't like the discoloration and they don't like the fresh water. So once that sort of slows up, the salt water takes over on the coast, and in they come. They're a lot more, they're a bit bullish, and they come in to spawn, and that's why we're having the closure next month, is because they've earmarked that as a prime spawn time. Yes, they're spawning now. Some people argue that we should shut them for a bit longer, I've seen, and I'm just thinking, well, that's just madness, because squid are the blowflies of the ocean. We shut it for a month. That's a pretty good thing that we do, and they're coming on really strong season to season. So I think everything's in hand. The scientists have got it right. We just have to obey the rules.
Right, so river fishing generally on the coast, what have you heard?
Well, again, that's been kicking away because the river flow is down, and when the river is flowing very, very fast, yes, the fish are still in there, but we're talking trout now. They're a bit harder to access because some of the spots are flowing that hard, the fish aren't sitting there. Now the flows have come down a little bit. There's some more little eddies, some more pockets, and some more areas that you can cast your lures or your bait into, and those trout are there feeding very well now. As that water temperature starts to come up, which it will, they switch on in their brain to say, well, it's time to start putting some food in my stomach, and away they go. So the river fishing has been very good for trout, I've noticed, and it's also been interesting. There's been a good team, and I spoke about this some years ago, and it continues to happen, young trout fishermen, super keen young trout fishermen, which is good to see.
Right, well, I might as well do the tides while I'm at it, thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine. So the next high will be at 11:37 this morning, 3.2 metres, and then there'll be a high at midnight tonight, 3.5 metres nearly, so that's decent.
Yeah, my wordy, so that's a good tide. And the tides, I was thinking yesterday about the tides, because I'm thinking about going for a squid fish with the kids, and it's sometimes really, really good to go and have a look at, if you haven't got a really good knowledge of your sounder or anything like that, on a really big tide, up high and low, go out on a low and have a look at, because the less water over the beds, the easier it is to see down into the water, and take one of those orange things you can buy from Deegan Marine or anywhere like that to look into the water if you want. That's quite interesting. And you can find the weed beds. Make a mental note or put a mark on your sounder. The weed beds is where the squid are, and then on a high tide go back, because those weed beds will be covered with a lot saltier and a lot better, clearer water when the tide's in.
Righto. Let's talk East Coast tuna.
Still a few smatterings of bluefin about, which has been pretty encouraging. That's off Bishano, Shooting Passage, and of course Eagle Hawk Neck. So I haven't heard any of the jumbos being caught. I think they may have moved on to do their spawning, but still some schoolfish about. It's not as thick as they have been earlier on the year, but still, those that want to drag a lure are going to be rewarded by some fish, so that's always good fun rather than just wasting petrol.
And what are you doing this weekend? You having a fish or what?
I am. I really want to go and get some more squid because they were very tasty last week. So I'm not sure if I've got all my kids or just some of them, but I think I will grab a little boat from Tassie Boat Hire, a great little northwest coast business. So if you think you want to go out for a squid fish and you don't have a boat, look those guys up, Tassie Boat Hire. Clinton looks after me and lets me grab one whenever I want. They're a great little vessel, so I'll be using one of those little, I think they're a 420 Renegade. So I'll be grabbing one of those and heading out with the kids.
Beautiful. Hey, you mentioned off the air something about Paul Lennon. What's he up to with fishing?
I think he's a member of the Beatles. sorry, it's John Lennon. No, Paul Lennon, ex-premier. We spoke a little bit about some of that IMAS stuff, which is the educational side of fishing. But we've got TARFISH, all these acronyms. You know, it's like military. It's hard to get your head around it, but TARFISH is the recreational body that advises the government, and on there is a board of directors, and he joined that. He was a new inclusion to the board of directors, so it'll be interesting to see what goes on. He's a bit of a mover and shaker. He reminds me of an old second-hand car dealer that you might find on the old show Minder.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few politicians who remind me of...
He looks like he could have been Arthur Daly's mate.
Arthur Daly. I'll glass you, Daly.
Yeah, he looks like he's just stepped straight out of an old V6 Capri. Mustard in colour.
Mustard Capri. What a car. Yeah.
What a thing. So he's joined TARFISH, so let's see. What sort of a development comes from that?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Enough about politics. I want to talk about those. Did you see the whales in the Alligator River, Northern Territory?
No, what happened there?
Well, a couple of humpback whales, I think they were humpbacks, I'm pretty sure they were humpbacks, have gone upstream Alligator River, Northern Territory, and they can't get them out.
Oh, actually, I did see that, and they're a bit worried about them.
Well, crocodiles, right? So...
You know. Yeah, and I did see that. So they were a bit concerned about what was going to happen to these whales. But what's going to happen is nature. So I don't know why people get too bent out of shape. You can't protect every animal in the world. We can try to protect as many as we can, but I mean, if the whale goes up there and gets eaten by a crocodile, more for the whale, really.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they got them out yet. They were planning to get a heap of boats together, right? Heap of fishermen were going to get some boats together and try and herd them back out through the river mouth.
It's like a flotilla of do-gooders.
Yeah, flotilla.
It'll be unbelievable.
Nice word, flotilla. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
No, that's good. So hopefully they'll turn those whales around and they won't get munched up by the crocodiles.
Yeah. Righto, I'm done. How about you? Anything else you want to mention or what?
I'm pretty good, other than the fact that you mentioned Deegan Marine there earlier with the tides. Of course, a great little business if you're looking to get your boat ready for... summer, now's the time to do it. So head into Deegan's and get some work done.
Indeed. All right, plug your website and Facebook.
That's Team Penn, Simrad Fishing, and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.
Love your work. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
All right. I don't know whether I'll go to bed or get up. What do you reckon?
Oh, I reckon go back to bed.
Right. Done.
See you, mate.
See you. Bye.